Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Rivera. We're talking about the FMD vaccine bank provisions from the 18 farm law in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
We're talking with Allison Rivera from NCBA's D.C. office. Allison, one of the things that I know you've put a lot of man hours in on is the 2018 farm law. The implementation has been going since Christmas of this last year. One thing that the cattle industry and the pork industry were very interested in was the money allocated to an FMD vaccine bank. How are we doing with that?
Absolutely. So ourselves and our friends at Pork, we've continued to work on getting this bank implemented. You know, it's one thing to pass a farm bill, but it's another thing to make sure that USDA is implementing what Congress has asked for them to do. So about 2 weeks ago, we were back over there pushing for what's the timeline. We're really trying to stress, you know, members of Congress want to know what the timeline is for putting this bank in place. It's a contractual agreement between, companies, but at the same time, I think it is fair to say, okay, we're getting close to the end of the year. What are we looking at before we get to the end of the year? And so we've continued to stress that we know that pretty soon Congress has asked that $5 million be spent on state preparedness, and we are supportive of that. But what about the creation of the bank? The longer we wait, these companies, their agreements or contractual agreements, we don't want to see the price per vaccine go up as we, for lack of better words, drag our feet. And so we want to make sure that we continue, particularly sheep, pork, and cattle, that we continue to put the pressure on our friends at USDA and just continue to stress, especially when we talk about and we look at what's going on in the pork world with ASF. That makes the conversation about having preparedness and being ready with this bank and protecting our borders with more inspectors at the borders, more beagles, which we're also working on that as well and working with Congress on that. It kind of ties everything together, and it continues to stress the importance of getting the bank up and running.
So what are you hearing from USDA? What's this vaccine bank going to look like?
Well, again, I think, you know, NCBA has done their work up until this point. We worked with Congress to get the money so that then USDA can stress and can work with these companies to decide what the bank looks like. We have requested, you know, that they do as much with as much money as possible that they've been given. If that means, you know, covering 10 strains, we have to remember that there's a lot of strains out there, but we also have to pay for surge capacity capabilities. And so that has to be part of the financial conversation as well.
Allison Rivera with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office with the cattle industry's desire to see movement quickly on this FMD vaccine bank concept that was a part of the 2018 farm law. On a separate issue, something else that they're pushing hard on is getting everything pulled together to successfully wrap up the project known as MBATH, the new disease center that will be, of course, headquartered on campus in Manhattan at Kansas State University.
The MBATH facility is kind of a separate conversation, but NCBA has been involved in that conversation as well. I went to Kansas City where we were given an update about a month ago. We've just seen the transition moving away from Homeland Security to USDA. The one thing that we continue to stress, and I actually was just meeting with Senate Homeland Security Committee, we continue to stress that as we make this transition, we want to make sure that USDA understands that the funding needs to be there down the road. What we don't want to see with a awesome facility like MBAF that currently is on budget and on schedule, we want to make sure that that's maintained down the road. We want to make sure that we have the best researchers there possible to study things like FMD and other animal diseases that affect our industry. But we also want to make sure that the facility stays as tight and as secure as possible because it is a high-level facility.
Right in the middle of the country, in the middle of cattle country.
Absolutely. We at that meeting, you know, I tried to do a lot more listening than talking, but at one point I raised my hand and said, I'm just going to reiterate that we are putting this in the middle of cattle country and that we need to make sure that the safety of this facility is maintained at the highest level.
NCBA's Allison Rivera. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.